With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. JP and Bish from the Junkies coming to you this Saturday morning live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up a little later in the show, we got Sean Springs, former Redskins corner. We'll get his take on Haskins versus Kyle Allen. He's got a relationship with Haskins, so we will get his take. D'Angelo Hall, of course, on the NFL Network said he believes Kyle Allen's going to emerge as the starter, that he's got a leg up. Denny McCarthy, PGA Tour golfer, is going to join us at 11, but right now it's our pal Book Shambi from ESPN. Typically would be very busy this time of year calling baseball games. What's up, Boog?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
So Jason just told me you're in the city right now, right? You're
in
New York?
Yeah, I am.
What's beeping in the background?
Yeah, there's somebody's car alarm is going off at the moment. It's weird because, like, for the most, I live near Lenox Hill Hospital. So it's been a little eerie in terms of this guy, and I'm staring at the car, by the way, but this guy's car alarm notwithstanding, I'll go to a different place, but this guy's car alarm notwithstanding, it's been quiet, and then you hear sirens. That's the part that's really kind of crappy, you know what I mean? It's like it's eerily quiet. And then the sirens come.
I bet. Yeah, I mean,
usually you have like the white noise of just a lot of activity, right?
Right. That's right. And that, it's a great way to describe it. Is it? And if you guys have been to the city, if you've ever been to the city when it snows pretty good, like enough that it affects stuff,
right?
That's what the city is like, but just without the snow.
Yeah.
I mean, like I'll sit here. So I live on a corner of an ave and a street, like. I'll try, if I can, during the interview, I'm looking out the window. I'll count the number of cars that go by on the street, on the cross street. And it's like, even on a Saturday, you know, it would be pretty consistent. And right now, like a car still hasn't gone by, which is unheard of.
And usually, you know, if you're in the city, you just see yellow cabs up and down the street all day, all night. What's the cab situation? I guess that's all shut down, too. No one's taking cabs.
People need to get from here to there. And I think they're, you know, it's scary because there are still cabs because people do have to get places. And I think that, you know, some people are reticent to take the subway, so
right.
there's still cabs and Ubers available, but even that, you know, you don't know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to a buddy who lives up in Hoboken a couple days ago.
Yeah,
and he, you know, he's got a couple young kids. He's got a junior in high school and a little bit younger one too. And I just told him, I was like, I still, you know, this has been going on since, when did this start? Like February in this country, maybe January, whatever
right.
it was. And then we've been kind of shuttered here for 3 weeks. But I still can't wrap my head around it, my brain around this, John. I can't believe
Which
it's happening.
Part? Yeah. yeah, I mean, we're in it. I think, you know, the thing is, look, we've gotten more divided and unfortunately, we've moved to this place where, like, we even are debating, like, what is 2 + 2 really still 4? Like in some segments of the population, which is awful. And this thing is perfect for us. I mean that in a facetious way because
it's like a lottery ticket. You know, I'm about to turn 50 a week from today, and like,
wow,
you know, for somebody my age, if six of us get it, four will be asymptomatic, one will get symptoms and get sick, and then another one dies, and they can't figure out, like, there's, I mean, yes, older people, yes, you know, autoimmune system compromised, yes. But then there's some random, I mean, there was a story in the New York Times about a group of New York City, you know, good high school basketball players. One guy, Lee Green, who went to St. John's, guy Jonathan Duck, who played at Iona, and then Dave Edwards as well. You guys know, started at Georgetown, went to A&M.
Right.
And they all went to this party like a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and they all ended up dead.
Mm. Isn't that incredible? It's insane.
I just watched the thing on ABC News that jarred me of a guy, you know, it was a 6-minute piece on it, and it was a bus driver, and I'm not even sure from where, but he was incensed because a guy got on and would not stop coughing and wasn't really covering his mouth, and it was a piece of tape, and the bus driver's dead.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
I mean, anyway, sorry.
But I mean, it's the reality of life. We're talking to John Shambi, play-by-play voice, calling baseball games on ESPN. I wanted to ask you, so you're in New York City. How often do you get out, and how nervous are you? We were talking about it. Like, New York, it's different. Like, Jason's in Virginia. I'm in Maryland. So Maryland is complete shutdown. Right. Jason actually went out and played golf yesterday. They can actually go outside and play golf. In Maryland, they're not allowing that. In New York City, you're the epicenter. Are you nervous just being in the elevator?
So in my building, I would say, has emptied out a bit. But, yeah, I mean, I live on the fifth floor. I take the stairs the vast majority of the time. I have hand sanitizer with me all the time. I basically will go out twice a day. Mm. I've been shopping for a couple of people who are older in my building. I, you know, shop for myself, and I go, I have a brother who's 10 blocks away, and then a high school friend who, you know, will go walk in the park. But I limit my outdoor exposure, and I am not an anxious person by nature. And I almost always have a moment when I'm outside where I just get that little bit of panic of, what did I touch? What did I touch after I touched that? Did I sanitize my hand quickly enough? Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, so as it pertains to baseball, all right, you were actually going to have a new partner this year because David Ross took the Cubs. You were going to have Chipper Jones as your guy, which would have been really cool, and I like Chipper
a lot.
It'll
be fun. Yeah.
So when you talk to your bosses at ESPN or the people at MLB, what's your sense?
They have no idea.
They have
no idea. I will tell you, here's the thing to give for you guys, if there's a real topic here, and let me interrupt my gas baggery to say, and I mean this sincerely, just this, like, I mean, I know, you know, Bish and I have a personal connection through some mutual friends, but when I tell you, like, your guys' show is great, like, that, of all the shows I get to go on, like, it's a show I enjoy as much, if not more, than any of them. There's just, it's great. So, anyway.
And by the way, our mutual friends are John and Bob Walsh, who also went to St. Regis High School with you up there in the city. And I've known those guys forever, and you grew up with them. So those are the mutual. Yeah. Bob Walsh was a college hoops coach most recently at Maine. I'm not sure where he is now. Where is Bob?
He's at Providence now. He's an assistant in Providence. And,
that's awesome.
And Anthony Fauci went to Regis High School. So.
There you go. I call it St. Regis. It's just Regis, right?
Yeah, St. Regis is a hotel. I didn't feel like smacking on that one. No, the thing I was going to say in terms of a topic, fellas, that is a legit topic. Like, people ask me, when do you think we'll see baseball? I mean, and I understand why they want to ask me that, but you are effectively asking me the curve of the virus.
Right, correct.
You know what I mean? Like, and I point that out all the time. And I understand why everybody asks me that, but I also point back, like, you do understand you're asking me the curve of the virus. The one point that I would make to you both, and I'll ask you, just take a guess at it. This is, to me, look, we're going to start back up. The more interesting thing is this. Both of you, pick a date. Mm-hmm. How long will it be until we have sports with fans in the stands?
Right.
That's the thing.
Uh-huh.
That's really what works, because sports is going to come back, not soon, but how long is it going to be? Like, what's your guess?
All right, you want my guess? I'm going to go. It's not. First of all, it's not going to be many fans for a lot of reasons. Some people are going to be hesitant and still scared, regardless of what the government tells us. Others are not going to have money because they've been unemployed for months and are not going to be able to go to games. But there are going to be some that go to games, I'm going to say, by September.
Yeah, I
no
would say
chance.
I'm the pessimist of this show right now, and I'm going to say it's going to be beyond September. I think the
no shot. No shot September.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think, John, I think that the college football season and the NFL season, unless they're going to agree to just play without fans, I don't think either of them are going to start on time.
So, and I don't know.
My guess. You asked me my guess.
Right. And when I say no shot, but my opinion, like, if you told me that we didn't have fans in the stands for 9 months, I would just kind of blink at you and be like, yeah, okay.
Right.
I believe that.
Right. Well, do you think that I know Manfred has targeted like July 4th or whatever. It's not going to happen. No chance July 4th. But would he play without fans?
Yeah, I think they would for sure. I mean, again, there's financial incentive on both sides to, you know, to play as many games as possible. The other thing, obviously, I'm – you know, in high gas bag demand to fill time. So, like, I've been asked and been on a million of these. The one thing that I keep saying just as an idea is this. If they get to a place where they can come back, but it's for six, like, I think they should come back no matter how many games.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But if they can come back and it's like 60 or under, then I think they should be – I am not an advocate for expanding the playoffs. I'm not. I don't think baseball has a postseason problem. It has a regular season problem, but that's another conversation. If they come back 70, 60, or under games for this year, they should mess with it and do like a 30-team tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be different. Just something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure it's on the table. I'm sure it's on the table.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It would be ratings-wise, I would say it would do – quite well, but I think you do something different. I don't know when it's going to happen. I mean, I've struggled to, I don't know what it is about me. I've struggled to watch. I've watched some stuff back, but it hasn't. I want new sports, man.
I can't do it.
And you know the other thing, you guys have talked to enough people. I talk to GMs and managers. They don't have anything to do.
Right.
Like, when's the last time, you know, you've been around that, you've connected to dudes. Go, you know, call some GMs or managers and ask them, hey, I mean, normally it's, but, you know, they're busy, man. These jobs every year get more and more busy, and they're just kind of like, yeah, I'm bored.
Well, we just talked to Rizzo on Thursday because we were kind of doing a celebration of it would have been the Nats home opener. And
I was supposed to do that game on TV.
Right. And he and his wife just drove up from West Palm like a couple days earlier, and just they're just chilling in D.C. right now. Just not, I guess they walk around the city a little bit, but they're just chilling. There's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So real quick before we let you go, so how often do you talk to Chipper on text or on the phone? And you know, we're looking forward to talking or doing games with him. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got to get him on because he's sensational. So the other night, ESPN.
You need to help us out on that.
I think we've had him on once or twice, actually, Jason.
Yeah, help us out on
that. He's great, you guys. I will, absolutely. But done. He and I. We had ESPN played the game after September 11th. Mm-hmm. You know the Mets game where Piazza hits the homer?
Right.
The Mets-Braves game. And we did an Instagram Live for, I guess, an hour from 7 to 8 when it was on, and then we came back on when Piazza hit the homer. Yeah, we text a few times a week just because we're bored and just – so anyway, and that was fun. He's incredible. Like, the recall is insane. I mean, like, he's a baseball savant. Like, we're in the eighth inning of that game watching it, and he comes up to the plate, and he's like, I think I singled the center here. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, why do you think you singled? Now, like, let me interrupt and say, he couldn't get on Baseball Reference if I spotted him Baseball Reference. You know what I mean? Like, right, so it's not like he's cheating.
Right.
And it didn't mean anything. And I was like, well, why do you think you singled the center? And he's like, I could be wrong. I'm like, no, I'm looking at the play-by-play. You singled the center. Like, it's crazy.
That's
just that type of stuff. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Does he have kids?
Yeah, he's got a ton of kids, and one of his kids is named Shea after Shea Stadium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, John, appreciate the time. Thanks for helping us out, man.
Yeah, you got it, fellas. Be safe, all right, you guys?
We will. You do the same, man. You're right there in the thick of it, so we'll stay in touch with you. Hope all of this passes quickly, all right?
Okay, bye, you guys.
All right, Johnny. See you, man.
Great dude.
John Ciambi from ESPN calling. And he calls more than just baseball. He calls college hoops, too. And he has just been chilling at his condo in New York for the last few weeks. Must really suck.
It's got to suck. It sucks for all of us. We're all kind of bored.
But like you said, I can at least get out. I can at least get out and play a little golf.
Right. But when you're there, and you know me, I'm more of an optimistic person. But if you're on the fifth floor of an apartment in New York City, you do have to be worrying about all the people that are on top of each other using the same elevator, using the same, you know, stairwell.
I know. I was going to ask him. I forgot to ask him if he wears a mask around the apartment. I'm sure he does.
I just read an article. Now, it might be a stretch. It was a doctor chiming in. The article really was about whether it is safe to go walking and running outside and hiking, which a lot of people are doing. And it was just talking about that some, let's say theoretically, it's maybe theoretical, but some particles, like of a virus, can last in the air for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're just running with your mouth open, and you just run right into some particles, you can get the coronavirus.
You could. Now, the majority of the people who get it either won't even show symptoms or they'll be fine. They can beat it. But you're right. There's a small percentage that won't be able to survive it. So it's scary.
So it's probably a very scary time for everybody that is in New York City. So thanks a lot for Boog for joining us. Coming up next, we're going to get back into what we talked about yesterday on the Junkies, which is when this is all said and done, and if there is an NFL season, is Dwayne Haskins going to emerge as the starting quarterback for the Redskins, or is Kyle Allen going to emerge as the starter because he's got a leg up, he knows the system, has more experience, he's played under Scott Turner and Ron Rivera? We'll get Sean Springs, former Redskins corner, his take next here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's JP and Bish from the Junkies this Saturday morning coming to you live. Thanks again to Boog Ciambi from ESPN calling in from New York. He's always fantastic, pays high compliments to the Junkies, which, of course, we love. Mm-hmm. So very cool for Boog to join us. Remember, we got Denny McCarthy, PGA Tour golfer, joining us at 11. But joining us right now is our buddy Sean Springs, former Redskins corner. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, man. You guys grinding on a Saturday.
We're grinding, yeah. What is life like for you these days?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Working, man. Working from home, you know, with the whole team, just with my company. We just all using Zoom, hoping that, you know, this passes pretty soon. But, you know, we expect the next couple months just to be working remotely as a team and playing with my son, man, just enjoying time with the family and kind of chilling.
How often do you get outside running or walking or biking? I don't know. Do you get any exercise in at all?
Yeah, we'll get outside. We'll get out in the driveway, throw catch, or walk the neighborhood. So we just, you know, just trying to do what everybody else is doing. We'll walk to the park and back. That's in our neighborhood, and then we come home.
Is Sean Springs a Maryland guy or a Virginia guy? Where do you live?
I'm a Virginia guy, man. I'm out in Leesburg, Ashburn area. You know, not too far, about 10 minutes from Redskins Park, man. So,
yeah. All right, so let's talk about, like, especially the comments that D. Hall made about Kyle Allen. You know, he's Ron Rivera and this coaching staff very familiar with Allen, obviously. And and then once they moved over here, they decided to trade a pick for him to back up Haskins. I know you're a Haskins guy. What do you think about this whole situation? I mean, should Haskins be worried at all? I don't think he should.
Well, I think let's go back to D-Hall's comment. You know, D-Hall's comment was, do you think Kyle Allen is going to start? And, you know, and I will say I've been following D-Hall on what he's been doing. And he's been spot on with a lot of things. I think the point he was trying to make is, you know, Kyle Allen is very familiar with the system. And Dwayne, if he's not on it, he's probably going to get beat out. My personal opinion is when you have a new coach like Coach Rivera, everybody – has to earn it. He's kind of like Coach Gibbs from the Coach Gibbs School of Thought. Like, you know, it don't matter what you've done the year before, it's what you're going to do now for us. And Dwayne is going to have to compete. Kyle Allen obviously knows the system, and Dwayne is right now going to get every opportunity to come out with the ones and twos. But you got a guy like Kyle Allen who's hungry and who's ready to make his way in the league, so it just puts up extra pressure to perform.
Joined by Sean Springs, former Redskins corner. Why don't you refresh our audience's recollection on your relationship with Dwayne Haskins? All right, people know you're an Ohio State guy. Dwayne went to Ohio State, but you've known him and his family for a long time, right? How did that start for you guys?
Yeah, well, it probably started when Dwayne was about 11 years old. Him and my son Skyler were at a passing camp together, and I was sitting in the stands, and I saw this kid throwing. You know, my son gets up, throws about 30 yards, and you know, and Dwayne gets up right behind him and throws about 60 yards. And I was like, man, they must got a high school kid. They must got a high school kid out there with the little kids as a camp counselor. And it was Dwayne, right? And him and my son, Skyler, became friends. And he talked about, you know, how he followed me in Madden and stuff. And I just took a liking to the kid and the family. And I convinced him to move to the Washington, D.C. area. They stayed with me for a while. Then we found a great school for him. And he ended up getting him at Bullis. And patting those guys over at Bullis, and then he was awarded a scholarship to Ohio State. We thought he was going to Maryland. You know, when Edsel was recruiting him and Loxley was the offensive coordinator, we thought he was going to Maryland. And then, obviously, you know what happened with the Maryland situation. Edsel leaves, Loxley takes over for a year, and then he moves on. And then all the program just kind of blew up for a couple of years. And then you know the story now. He got drafted to the Redskins. I might say I had a little bit of a convincing, but, you know, I twisted our Dan's arm just a little bit down at the players on at the owners meeting trying to sell Dwayne. But he's a kid, you know, he's been a top quarterback for a long time, and now in the NFL it doesn't matter. You gotta go out there and earn it each year.
Do you find him to be, like, people don't know, do you find him to be a hard worker?
Well, I think Dwayne knows, you know, that in order to be what he wants to accomplish, you know, play 15 years in the NFL, that it doesn't come from not being a hard worker. So I tell every player, you know, it's like, you can tell us you're a hard worker, but it'll show at some point. So I think he knows everything it takes to go out there and make sure he's throwing all the time, go and make sure he's staying on top of his diet, his sleep, his body, and he's doing everything he needs. Now, whether he is doing that all the time, I see him throwing and stuff, but I tell him, like, let that show on the field.
Uh-huh. We had, like, a little debate yesterday on the show in the morning mm-hmm. and talking about Hall's comments. And this is the way I feel, and it's obviously impossible to get into Rivera's head, but I believe that, you know, I knew they talked to Tua and they just do their due diligence before the draft, but I think Rivera knows that if they have to go to Kyle Allen, it's only because, well, if they go to Kyle Allen because of injury, that's one thing. But if they have to go to Kyle Allen because Dwayne just isn't ready and he's just not good enough, then it's there. That sets them back even further than they are. So I was saying if Rivera took this job going, you know what, Dwayne's good, but he's really not my guy, then they really have to entertain drafting Tua too. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think he took the job thinking, I can work with Haskins. I think he's the guy. But Kyle Allen, to me, is just an insurance policy in case Dwayne gets hurt.
Could be, you know, it could be. And I think you're absolutely right. Sometimes this is a quarter of new coach coming in. You want to get a quarterback that's your guy. But in the case with a number two pick, unfortunately for this year, the number two pick could possibly land the best player in the draft we've seen probably in the last 5 years. I mean, this, you know, when we talk about Chase Young, yeah. I mean, this kid is disruptive, and it'd be almost insane, like, to pass up over a kid talent like that. And I know we have Sweat and we have Kerrigan, but I mean, this type of edge rusher and this type of force and how he can dominate, I had a chance to see him. You know, he's 6'5", 6'6". He's from the Washington, D.C. area. And he dominated the Big Ten. He's just a monster. So would you pass on the next Bruce Smith, Reggie White, Julius Peppers type guy? I mean, he's a short, bonafide defense. I wouldn't either, because you see what the other two Bosa brothers have done for their defensive line. So, and then if it doesn't work out for Dwayne, we know that everybody's going to get in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. I mean, that's, let's be honest.
Right.
Everybody's going to. So I think people are looking at it like, yeah, we could get to it this year, but it's a couple quarterbacks that's coming out in the next couple of years that are outstanding, that the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes is going to be real and it'll probably start soon.
Talking to Sean Springs, former Redskins corner, talking about Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen, now Chase Young. Back to the quarterback situation. I'm just curious. You were, of course, drafted very high back in the day from Seattle. Who were your quarterbacks in your first couple of seasons?
My first year, they had Freeze. We had like Freeze, John Freeze or something from Washington State. Only enough you guys here remember
right.
him.
Oh, yep.
And Kitna, and a guy named John Kitna was his backup.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Kitna, and I think Kitna was at Dallas for the last couple of years as quarterback coach or something like that. And then we traded for my second year. We traded for Warren Moon.
Oh, you
we
had
traded
moved.
For Warren Moon. We traded for Warren Moon. Came in for 2 years. Then Coach Holmgren. Then after Moon left, my third year, Coach traded. He recruited Trent from Baltimore. Trent just won a Super Bowl. Came over to Seattle for a couple of years, and he traded for a guy named Matt Hasselbeck. My boy Matty Hasselbeck. So for the most part, I had Trent. And then I had the Hasselbeck for most of the years I was in Seattle. Matt, he came on.
Now you
he
you
did
also
a, he did a good job.
You played with Ricky Waters. I don't know for how long, but Waters was there in your first few years. Was he a good dude? Was he strange? Did people like him? Do you still talk to him?
Ricky running Waters. Rick was good, man. He was he was different because he in this day and age he would be like the typical athlete where he not only was he a football player but Rick was a rapper and everything else. So
right.
Rick was 15 years ahead of his time.
Uh huh. I mean, he was a hell of a player because I went, but you know me, I'm a Niner fan, and watching him in the '94 season, he was so good.
Right.
But he always seemed like he was a little aloof, but I didn't know if that was the case or not.
Also, for Junkies historians, he was on Bada the Pro back in the day.
Oh, that's right. He was. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Sean, we used to do this bit when we first started out as a nighttime show for 5 years. You'd be able to get, like, a media directory that the teams would put out, and it would say the hotels that teams were staying at.
Right.
And back then, the radio rules weren't as tight. We would just call into the hotel, and we would just say, can you connect us with Ricky Waters? And boom, the phone would ring up, and we'd call it Bob the Pro. Some guys would just ignore you. Some guys would end up talking to you for like 10 minutes.
I think Ricky hung up on us. I think I remember Ricky hanging up. All right, so it's going to be interesting, Sean, to see what happens here. You know, I told you this last time we had you on the show. It just sucks for Dwayne. I know he's working out, but it sucks that he's not able to go throw to these guys, the guys he's going to be playing with.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be DC if we didn't have some type of quarterback controversy. JP, we used to talk about it all the time. We just can't help it here in Washington. So, you know.
Well, you're just hoping. I mean, to be honest, you're hoping that Dwayne takes the bull by the horns, right? He showed us a little something in kind of the last game and a half that he was on the field. And you just hope that he is what everybody thinks that he could be, you know? And he could still be just, you know, you didn't see much last season, but he could still be a franchise quarterback for this team for years.
Yeah, and he could be. Well, first of all, let me say this. You know, he's been at Ohio State. He's used to competition. He, you know, him and Joe battled the whole spring who would become the starting quarterback, right? So he affected the draft because Joe was able to leave, go to LSU, and now he's going to be the first pick. And I tell people, I said, you guys forget Dwayne only had 1 year in college. Can you imagine if Dwayne would have been at Ohio State this year?
Right.
You know, and the kid from Georgia put up numbers, but, I mean, Dwayne's numbers were incredible. He'd have put up 100 touchdowns in 2 years. I think people forget he probably would have stayed in school with the talent they had on their team. We probably would have won, potentially could have won the national title, and he probably would have put up 50 touchdowns. We know that just based on, you know, production of Ohio State quarterbacks under Ryan Day.
Right, right. Can you envision the NFL playing games without fans?
No, that would be devastating. I can't see that happening. I could never see the NFL playing without fans. That would be, just unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the players would go for it.
Right. Do the players have to approve any sort of format that the commissioner or the owners come up with?
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the new CBA rules. If this is allowed, I think this is unprecedented. So I don't know. I don't even know if that's even in the book, right?
Right.
Gotcha. I guess we had some games where we weren't good at times. In Seattle, where the Kingdome was half empty, so you had to play.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, appreciate the time. Thanks for helping us out this weekend, man.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. I didn't get in trouble this weekend. You guys got me in trouble. Everybody got mad at me because I said the kid was average corner. So I'm trying not to be controversial when I come on the show.
Oh, you're talking about Dunny?
Dunbar?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, you got to speak your truth. And you're a guy who was a top-level corner in the league for many, many years. You got to say what your eyes see.
Well, you know, but people don't like to hear it sometimes, man. And people don't like to hear the truth. But I thought, you know, this is one show we could come on and we get to speak the truth. You know, bring the fire at all times, man.
Yep.
That's why the Junkies are real.
You can, bro. And come on anytime, man. We got nothing but time.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, that's our pal Sean Springs, former Redskins corner. Giving us his take on Dwayne Haskins versus Kyle Allen. We can open up the phone lines again, 800-66-107. So the reason we had Sean on is because D'Angelo Hall was on the NFL Network and said he just doesn't see Dwayne Haskins being the starter this year. Believes that Kyle Allen has a leg up. There's a reason the Redskins traded for him, that he has a leg up because he was playing in Scott Turner's system, playing underneath Ron Rivera, and he has more experience overall, just has played more in the NFL, and with probably limited OTAs, if any, limited training camp, if any, if you get to NFL games, he believes that Kyle Allen is going to be the starter. You just heard from Sean, he maybe goes the other way. You can give us your take. 800-636-1067 is JP and Bish hanging out this Saturday morning on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
PM Bish from the Junkies. We'll be passing the baton to Cakes and Dukes at noon. Still to come on our show, we've got Denny McCarthy, PGA Tour golfer, joining us at the top of the hour. But right now, phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply. Jason will respond to your text, but you can call us and give us your take on what Sean Springs had to say about Dwayne Haskins in this quarterback competition in D.C. Will it go to Dwayne Haskins, or will Kyle Allen, who a lot of people thought was just going to be a backup, emerge as the starter? Our pal Jabby's in Baltimore is on the line. Let's go to our guy Jabby.
Jabby, what's up?
What's up, boys?
How you
what's
doing?
What's life
man?
Like hey, for you, man?
Same thing as last week. You know, like you guys say on the show, you know, you wake up and it's Groundhog Day all over again, which is just kind of crazy. Trying to stay busy, doing my own podcast, as Jason knows. I'm not the best with audio, but you know, just trying to do some stuff for our faculty. We're interviewing some of the teachers, and you're just actually doing it over Google meetings. I know Valdez would have a coronary, but it actually sounds pretty good, you know, just for easy stuff like that.
Yeah, man, you're just trying to kill time. I get it.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Jace, this is a perfect show for you. What, 3 hours and you have four guests? That's perfect for Jace.
I'd like to have eight guests.
Shambi was amazing. It also made me almost cry because it means I'm not listening to him call Mets and Braves games, because that's my sport. Baseball is it.
Right.
I coach five teams. We were taking our kids to Cooperstown, Jason, this year. My son's 12, and it was our turn to go to Cooperstown, and that's completely shut down. And by the way, our dates were late August, and they still shut the whole thing down. That's the first time ever that they've ever shut that thing down, because, I mean, you know how Cooperstown is. I would imagine not even going to hold the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
Nope. You're going to have to wait till next summer for that.
I went when Gwynn and Ripken, because I used to work for the Orioles, I went with when Gwynn and Ripken went in at the same time. And you're on top of each other at that place because it's so small.
Right. Yeah, I think you're going to have to wait until next summer to bring your kid there. I was in Cooperstown years ago. Really cool place. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there I think my mom brought me there when I was about 7, 8 years old, something like that. And it's very cool, especially for a young baseball fan. How old's your son?
He's 12, and so this is the year that they would be going. So I was taking our team there. You know, you just every year the 12-year-olds go, and so you know, he's bummed, of course, but he's only in sixth grade, so he'll be able to continue to play middle school and then also into high school and stuff like that. But for like your daughters and all you guys have kids that are a little bit older and in that thing. I mean, Jason, I think you brought up a great point this past week on the show. Juniors are really getting screwed in this whole thing, really, because, you know, for college and things like that, that's your big year. It's not really your senior. Your senior, you're already pretty much committed to where you're going to go, but it's the juniors that are really getting hosed in this whole deal.
Yep. I mean, colleges don't even look at your senior grades. They just – everything you do up through your junior year is what counts. I know. I don't know how it's going to –
Well, stuff on tape, though. Like, if you're a baseball player in your junior year, you have to go on what you did as a sophomore, and some of those sophomores aren't even ready to play varsity on some of these higher programs. So now you're going to have your senior year left when these guys have got to fill out rosters. It's crazy overall. But you are scaring me, Jason. You keep talking about it, and I need some more of JP's positivity because he's the most positive guy on the show. You really think football's cooked, huh?
I don't know if it's completely going to be canceled. I just think that it's going to be affected. I don't know if that means shrinking the season or schedule, playing without fan. I don't know what that means. I just think that it's going to be affected. I don't think that things are going to be back to normal by, you know, for college, it'd be August 29th. For the pros, it'd be that weekend after Labor Day. So yeah, call it September 10th. I just don't see it being back to normal by that time. I think that's too quick. Hope I'm wrong,
well,
though.
You know your boy Trump has a meeting today at noon with all of the commissioners, executives,
yeah,
everybody in all the sports.
Yeah,
so
well,
maybe I don't know if Kushner's doing it, JP, or if he's doing it or whoever. But it
better not be
Kushner. Interesting to see. He's such a donk.
What a nerd.
But I don't know. You guys keep it up because you guys are grinding. I'm looking forward to the CNC Radio Factory at 12. And honestly, I know it's crazy. I know that it sucks for you guys to have to do this. But I think, JP, you said it's kind of nice for you guys because it's also an outlet for you guys, too. I mean, you guys have dealing in your life. Jason's going on more walks than he's ever done in his life. And you guys be able to talk sports and talk to some of the fans. You guys have no idea how important it is for you guys. And props to Brett, too, because we were doing everything. I was getting people out in California to vote for Brett, too. So that's really, really cool. Give us some good news, JP, right?
Yeah, let's hope. And it is great for Brett. As I said, man, we're proud of him, man. It was a tough decision for those that have listened to the show for a long time. He was a producer. He loved radio. He had ascended to become assistant program director, I believe, at the time. And I'm sure it was a tough decision for him to do what he did. And he has thrived. He had never even worked in a restaurant. And he took over his brother's business and has built an empire. He's kicking ass. So
yeah,
if anybody missed it, rewind with the radio.com app.
All right, boys, you guys have a good one. Have a good week, too, pal.
All right, man. See ya. See ya, Drat. Oh, that was Jabby. Jabby Burns.
See, I've forgotten. Was Jabby part of Big Fat Winners at one point? What podcast did you do with him?
Yes, Big Fat Winners. When
okay,
Skippy
yeah, I know there were different versions of Big Fat Winners. Most recently, you were doing it with Skippy. No texts have been exchanged even with Skippy lately? Did you reconnect?
Nope. I have not talked to Skippy since February, I have it right here, February 17th, I believe, is the last time I talked to him.
Man, that's wild. Do
you, I don't know,
do you ever
man.
Just
I
send him a text
it.
Like, hey, what's up? Because you guys talk a couple times a day. Have you sent any like follow-ups, like what's going on?
I did, but he never responded. So I just kind of, you know, he's obviously choosing not to reach out or not to
well,
respond. Well,
could he have a new number? But I guess if he has a new number, he would still be able to reach out to you.
No chance. Yeah. He's got the same number. I mean, he's very stubborn like me. So whatever's going on in his life, you know, he probably wants me to reach out again, but I did. I mean, I tried to talk to him, and he just shut it down. So I don't know what's going on with him. I really don't. He won't tell
very
me.
Very weird. So just this is inside baseball, but what was the original lineup of Big Fat Winners? It was you and Valdez?
Originally, it was Valdez and I. Then we moved Skippy in, all right? He would come on for like a segment just to pick games, but then he became part of the show. So we did me, Skippy, Valdez for did we do that for 1 or 2 years? Might have been 2 years. And then everything went down with you know, we were trying to sell our picks,
right?
And Valdez was asked not to do that, so he stepped away. And then that's when Jabby came in to start to produce it, but the audio was so bad we had to move on to someone else. And then we had someone else produce it. And then
that guy Hines.
Yeah, Pat Hines. And then I'm not sure if they're still doing it. I think they are. I think they're still doing it. But
by the way, a couple of NFL stories that we could touch on. Number one, the guy who's getting grilled more than anybody during this offseason is Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he finally said why they traded away DeAndre Hopkins.
Correct.
Just said it was money. Hopkins wanted a raise.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, players always want raises. He was still under contract for, what, 3 years? All right, well, if he wants a raise, oh, okay, well, we'll get to it at the end of your contract. He's still a great player. They still lose out on the deal. So I didn't understand that reasoning. I think there's something beyond that.
Right, unless you get the David Johnson from a couple of years ago, which nobody is expecting, you're getting completely whored in that trade.
Yes, that's what I believe, and that's what everyone believes. But,
all right, so
I mean, he had 3 years and $40 million remaining on a 5-year deal. Okay, well, obviously he wants more money, but he still has 3 years left. Make him play.
All right, so we got Denny McCarthy joining us next. I don't even know. How did you get to know Denny?
Through another listener who knew him.
Got you.
His name is Ryan, and he asked me to come play. So Denny's country club is Argyle Country Club out there in Silver Spring. And our good friend Kevin Taylor, who used to be at Four Streams, is now at Argyle, so kind of knew KT. But Ryan reached out and said, hey, I'm friends with Denny McCarthy and his brother, Ryan, who was also a friend of mine. He said, let's go play at Argyle. So we went out there and played, and we just kind of stayed in touch.
Very cool. So Denny McCarthy is going to join us next, PGA Tour golfer. I think he's 27, 28 years old, young guy. But he's already got four professional wins. And most recently he played in the Players' Championship. Remember, they were going to have the Players' Championship? So he played right the first day, and then they called it?
Correct. And if they've canceled, the PGA Tour has canceled everything all the way up through the PGA Championship, which is the weekend of the May 15th, 16th, 17th.
All right, so we'll talk to him next.
But he's still playing down there. He's still playing.
Denny McCarthy next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.